Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting through all the technical problems, getting up before the crack of noon to come listen to this talk. The title of it is called Zulu, a Command Line Wireless Frame Injector. There were two people that wrote this tool, myself, Damon McCoy, and Anmel Seth. Unfortunately, I couldn't talk Anmel into coming down to Vegas. He's up in Berkeley working this summer, but when I asked him to come and have a fun time in Vegas, he said he was a little bit nervous about the people that came to these kinds of things. I said, but I come to these things. And he said, exactly, that's his point. So you're stuck just listening to me and not some guy with a cool Indian accent. He also asked that all email be directed to me. Something about his visa and worrying about it. Okay, so the whole point of this talk is basically to get you to download the Zulu tool, play with it, mess around, break it, tell me what bugs there are so that I can fix them. So anyone that doesn't need any convincing yet, there's a SourceForge project, zuluwireless.sourceforge.net. You can just go ahead, download it, play with it while I'm talking. For those of you that aren't convinced yet to download it or are too scared to connect to the DEF CON wireless network, you can listen to the rest of the talk. So the first question that you'll be asking yourself, what the hell is Zulu good for? The easy answer is that it's used to inject custom frames into an 802.11 network. Uses for this is you could probe that network for security holes, possibly. If you had some kind of device that was acting up, this might be a good tool to debug it with. Okay, those are the quasi-legitimate uses. You could also use this tool probably to launch a deauthor or deassociation attack, or you could launch some kind of association attack to flood the access point fairly easily with this tool. You could also use it probably to test wireless device drivers. So now that you know the motivations, what exactly is this tool? I've said that it can inject custom frames, but what the hell does that mean? So basically this tool allows you to set and unset most fields within a 802.11 wireless frame is the whole point of this tool. I want it to be incredibly configurable. Right now it has about 20-plus documented command line options. There are a few more that are undocumented and less tested. So you can look at the source code to find out what those are. Currently, it works on Linux with the MAD Wi-Fi drivers fairly stably. There's also been some testing on the Prism 2 drivers. So it works kind of with those. You have to compile it with a special command flag. Also, as a pitch, it includes some code from the Lorcon project, which some of you might be familiar with, to help with setting the channel and the ESS ID. When I wrote this tool, I wanted to have like a goal in mind for this tool, and so that, you know, it didn't get cluttered up and become this useless heap of, you know, buggy garbage that some tools become. So when I set out to write this tool, my number one vision is that everything that I did had to be easy to use. I didn't want anything where you needed to bust out your definitive wireless guidebook to look at framing for 802.11 specifications. So that was my number one goal in everything. It's got to be easy to use. I would equate this tool to, I don't know, how many of you are familiar with HPing? Yeah, quite a few of you. So that was built to inject packets into TCP to basically turn off frames and stuff. And that was kind of my inspiration for building this tool, was to model it off of HPing. Other things that I had in mind is that I didn't want you to have to type in 2 billion command line options just to generate a stupid frame. So I wanted there to be as few required command line options as possible, and then just sane defaults for everything that you didn't specify. So that was, again, with the easy-to-use vein. But I also didn't want to cripple it. I didn't want to make it so that, you know, you said, damn, I wish I could set this field, but this tool can't do it. So I wanted to make sure that basically any field within a wireless frame, you could set that value to whatever you wanted. Also, I didn't want there to be any programming skills required. I wanted it to be usable by any network debugger. And also, I wanted it to work with unmodified drivers. Some tools in the past, you've had to apply patches to your drivers and stuff to get to the eject frames, and I wanted it to just work right out of the box. Again, easy to use. A quick review. At the top, you can see there's essentially two required options, or all that are required to run this tool. The dash T option, and you provide it with the type of frame. This can be a probe request frame. It could be a data frame. It could be a RTS or CTS frame. It supports any frame within the 802.11 specification, except for the control acts, since those are controlled by the firmware of the card. Most drivers won't allow you to send those. Looking down, it has tons of optional parameters. You can set the source and destination MAC of the frame. You can tell it how many of these frames you want to spit out if you want to do de-auth attacks and stuff like that. You can specify the delay, so you can send out one pack and then wait a little bit and then send out the other frames that you want to send out. The dash W option will I've been babbling for too long. That'll allow you to set the web frame and stuff like that. I'm going to have to race through this. So I was thinking, since this is kind of a sales pitch for you to download this tool, that this would be the slogan for Zulu. Then I wanted to have a cool flash animation. So this might be an attack scenario. Thank you. So now let me just run through some really quick examples. This was the tool run. I provided it with an interface, the MAD Wi-Fi interface. I told it to generate an association request, and then it filled in all these default parameters. You can see it set the SSID to Zulu. It set all the flags to Zulu. It set the destination to 0. Set the destination address to the broadcast address. It has a default source address. And everything. So these two parameters, it generated the frame just fine. A little bit more complicated example, you could toss in the dash S and dash D. You can see from the ethereal dump, it set those fields correctly. Getting a little bit more fancy, this one, I kicked in the dash P option, which if you look at the flags, turned on the power management option. I kicked on the sequence number, so I overwrote the sequence number. This, on the MAD Wi-Fi drivers, caused it. I also had to set the retry bit, or else the firmware itself will overwrite the sequence number. So if it's a retry thing, you can specify the sequence number if it's not, and the tool automatically took care of that. It set the retry bit without you asking it to. And I set the SSID. Really quick again, you might say there's a boatload of these tools. What's so special about this tool? So File2Air was a tool that worked with the Prism 3 chipset. You basically laid out the frame in a file, and it would just send it to the air. Again, our tool, you don't have to read the 802.11 specification and get everything correct. LibWLAN, LibRadiate were both meant as programming tools. Ours is supposed to be a command line tool. No programming knowledge required. AirJack, fake AP, had limited injection capabilities, not as flexible as our tool, probably. Airbase is an interesting one, and the author of that is going to be speaking on Sunday. It basically allows you to replay PCAP files, and he might have some other tricks up his sleeve that he's going to reveal in his talk. Future work, we want to just make it more robust, do more testing, stuff like that. So that it can pile on your toaster. Okay, if I've convinced you to download it now, the address is, again, zulu-wireless.sourcecode.net. If you download it within the next 5 minutes, I'll throw in the free ginseng knives. Quick acknowledgments. I'd definitely like to thank Joshua Wright, Dragorn, for writing the Lorcon tools. They rock for helping people write these kind of tools. There's an address for the current tarball that they have. I'd like to thank my advisor for actually letting me do this talk. And I'd like to thank a member of our lab, Kevin Bauer, for compiling this thing on every Linux distro that I've ever heard of. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes, there's actually a mode that isn't per se a frame type, but it's just what we call the junk mode. And in that mode, you can send it whatever random string you want. Yeah, totally. You could script this thing just to iterate through every possible value of that field. Johnny Cash, he's the one that released the wireless exploits for the OS X. Oh, excuse me, it's today. Okay, it must have gotten moved.